It's here and now. The decision by Ohio Governor John Kasich to delay a convicted child murderer's execution so that the state can consider whether that inmate can donate his organs to a sick mother and sister is raising a lot of ethical questions, even by the people who desperately believe in organ sharing, patients, and the National Organ Donation Sharing Network. There's some precedent. A convicted Delaware inmate donated a kidney to his mother in 1995. But organ donations by inmates are generally not allowed in the U.S. In a statement earlier this week, Kasich said that it should be allowed if another life can be saved. Let's take a look. And by the way, a warning, this case is pretty grim. But Art Kaplan is head of bioethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center. And Art, take that up. Kasich says it's okay if it saves a life. And maybe that's especially true if someone like this inmate took a life. Why not, give life back before his is taken?
Hey, Robin. So I think the first sort of broad moral problem is organ donation is what we say heroes do. Mm-hmm. That is to say, we praise them. We really think that it's just a wondrous thing to do. The guy in Ohio raped and killed a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And it becomes very difficult for many people to say, you know, we're going to think better of him. He's going to be treated as someone who did a good thing before he went. If he donates his organ, remember, we're not going to take it. He's going to have to volunteer to give it. And I guess people would wind up saying, what would the family of that 3-year-old say if this guy came off seeming somehow better because of his last act?
Yeah, but what if he doesn't? You know, I mean, there are people who might still say it doesn't make up for what you did. What are your other questions? Because, boy, we put a question out on Facebook and we are hearing from people. And one of the questions that people are saying is, how is this going to change the legal system if juries are looking at people as not potential death row inmates, but potential organ donors? I mean, what are some of the other questions that are raised?
Yeah, well, there is a concern here that would you be quicker to offer the death penalty if you thought you could save lives? Now, remember, the inmates still have to volunteer. That's the protection they have. So you're not guaranteeing just by sentencing someone to death that you're going to get any organs. We still have a system that relies on choice, even by prisoners. And the Ohio guy, by the way, initially, I'm not sure the governor understood, he said he wanted to donate to a family member who might need a transplant. He didn't say he would donate to anyone. He may have changed his tune now that he's heard what the governor has to say, but initially it was just, I'm going to help my next of kin and nobody else. So they may or may not go along.
Yeah.
The other problem is this. For the initial idea here was to use execution as the vehicle to get the organs.
Oh, now, Explain this. This has to do with harvesting. How do you get them?
Correct. Yeah. So people say, well, if we're going to execute them, then why don't we take their organs when they're dead? If they volunteer to be donors, then let's get the heart and the liver and the kidneys. The problem is execution, whether it's electrocution or poisoning someone with a gas or giving them an injection of some fatal drug. All of those techniques are meant to damage the organs and make them stop working. So while it sounds, interesting as a thing to debate, in fact, execution is meant to destroy organs. It's meant to get your heart to stop and your kidneys to fail. Mm. So it's not really a setting, if you will, that I think you're going to get organs from, from the execution part.
Unless, as you say, you shoot people on death row, which just, people are, that's not generally what we do.
I've been looking at this and I realized the real way you'd have to execute would be to shoot people in the head or guillotine them. Because remember, when one of us sadly becomes an organ donor, when we sign our card, we can only do that if we suffer a terrible head injury and we become brain dead. Our organs, if you will, still have to be okay. So most of us won't be organ donors, even if we want to, because we don't die in the right way. The only way to get a prisoner in a position to execute him where he'd have viable organs is to cause a massive head injury. And I might add, I think, Robin, you and I may have talked about this in the past. That's what China does.
Yes.
They shoot their prisoners and pull organs out of them on the spot.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes. So as we said, these are tough questions and these are tough thoughts, but these are the thoughts you say people in Ohio should be having before going forward with this. And there are some others. You talk about health, that death row inmates aren't generally the ones in the best health.
That's right. So if we watch Hollywood presentation of prisoners, it looks like everybody in prison is kind of a physical Adonis. They're working out all the time. They're running around the yard. They're in great shape. That isn't the reality of death row. Death row inmates are in there 23 out of 24 hours. They're not getting a good diet. They barely get any exercise. And this guy we're talking about in Ohio happens to be 40, but generally they're older because their appeals process takes so long. So they start pushing up to 55 and 60 years of age. Their general health isn't great. Add in the fact that a lot of them led lifestyles before they went to prison that exposed them to HIV or hepatitis or in prison. It's not the place you're going to find the best organs. That's the reality of even if you said, well, let's just let them donate kidneys if they want to. A lot of them are going to fall away because they do have poor health and they do have these infectious diseases that would rule them out as a organ donor.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the people who actually do this, try to get people to donate organs, and many of them find this reprehensible. Ann Paschke of the United Network for Organ Sharing calls the idea reprehensible. But one of her concerns, you know, it's funny, you said you were worried about death row inmates being allowed to appear heroic, but she worries about them being coerced. She says, how do we know death row inmates won't be coerced or won't be able to really give informed consent? Anyone thinking that they could get a little extra time might say, I'll give my organs. Do you worry about the inmates?
I do. I mean, a little bit. They're in a pretty coercive environment. On the other hand, you know, they're hardened criminals. These are the nastiest guys of all. They're on death row. I'm not sure you can make them do things they don't want to do.
Well,
what else are you going to do to them? Take away from them? You might say, well, you could still live another couple of months. I don't know. Yeah, a little bit, but not a lot. I'm not worried about it a lot.
Well, what about redemption? Because, again, when we posted this letter, most of the respondents said, why not? Why not? If it saves a life, even if it's limited to the mother of the inmate, if it saves a life, and what's wrong with redemption? What's wrong with somebody saying, can I make up a little bit for what I did?
Well, I think that question has to be put to the parents of the 3-year-old that this guy raped and then murdered. You might say if they would give permission along with the prisoner, that might make a case. But letting him redeem himself on his own, then you start to wonder, why are we executing? What is the point of the punishment? I mean, part of it is to say you are beyond the moral pale. You are so bad we're going to take your life. That's not a situation that sits well with heroism.
Well, meanwhile, California, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, all considering policies that would shorten sentences, and that this is not death row, but shorten regular sentences in exchange for, well, of course it's sentences, in exchange for organ or bone marrow donations. So this is going to come up again. Art Kaplan, head of bioethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center. Thanks so much for helping us parse it today.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com. And Constant Contact, offering resources to support small businesses during the holiday season and all year long at ConstantContact.com/holiday.